back then it was the blog scene. I was trying to get into that. I went to South by Southwest every year and tried to rub elbows. I tried to do all that shit that really isn't of my personality at all. And so in 2016, my life kind of fell apart. My personal life did. When everything changes, change everything. So began to build Conductor Williams as a brand and as an artist. And I promised myself that once I re-entered the industry or, you know, took another shot at it, that I wasn't going to deal with anything outside of the music. I'm going to deal with the people, the gatekeepers, or none of that.
Kareem sent me drums. Let's find some. Yusef Days. Kareem. Fistful of Others, man. They inspired me so much on the drums, man.
Prior to 2016, I wouldn't, as a defense mechanism maybe, I wouldn't read comments, review channels. I really wouldn't watch those because I didn't know what I was. So when I heard someone say that this beat was really bad or, you know, my music wasn't good, it hurt, man. It hurt. I had no identity. So I was going off of what they said to be true. And so with that, I want to remind you all watching and as a reminder for myself.
That's the one, man. Right there.
Continue to build your identity because that is the true superpower. That's the true shield of defense is knowing what you are. My goal is to make the style of sample-based music that I feel is the most entertaining and the most fruitful and music you guys can live with.
That's it.
I'm still not too big on review channels, even though I will check out the brothers over at Dead End Hip Hop because I like the way they do things and they're entertaining. So I'll check out some things. If I read a comment and it's a negative comment, it's just okay. You know, like everything's gonna be okay.
Yikes. 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 Smoke break. Smoke break. Smoke break. Gotta take smoke break, man. Got to. Essential. Smoke break.
So my answer to that question was I had an A&R around 2010. I had done some work with his artists. Then his artists began to do like dance music and was blowing up, doing some wild things, man, very dope. And I was still submitting these beats, you know, boom bap style of beats. And the A&R called me and he says, man, you ain't never gonna make no money making beats like that, man. That NPC and them records and all of that and all that, you know, low quality stuff, you ain't making no money with that, bro. You need to go upgrade to Reasons. He told me to get Reasons. He said, go get Reason and make beats and come on over here and make some money, because you ain't gonna get no money like that. And I believed it. I believed it back then because I didn't know what I was. So I thought it was great advice. It was terrible advice. It only sidelined my creativity. So stay focused, y'all. Stay locked in. Again, I appreciate the support. I appreciate y'all hitting the site, buying the merch, buying the music. Got music on the way. Albums on the way. Keep locked in with me. Keep locked in to your goals because they're yours. Your dreams are yours. They're yours, man. All the answers are within. You have everything you need. I promise, man. I done did it. You got everything you need right now. Right now. Let's get to work. Conductor out.
Great message at the end right there.
Everything you need, boy, is within inside of you. Yeah, man. I like that, bro.
I like that a lot, too.
You know, people will always, I don't want to say always. I say sometimes people will either unconsciously or consciously say some things to another person to make them think or feel less than. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's, you know, for that guy to say that, oh, you ain't gonna never make no money with those type of instrumentals. It's like, bro, music is so subjective, G.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for him to even say that, it's clownish, right?
Yeah.
It's clownish.
No one software or one piece of equipment is gonna do anything for you. It's never really about the equipment. It's about what you got going. But then he also said that he was, you know, he was listening to everyone. People were telling him what to do. Yeah. So in my experience, I think that there's people always trying to tell you what to do. No matter what field that you're in, no matter what you're doing, there's going to be people who are going to try to tell you what to do, whether they have your best interest in mind or not. Right? They're going to tell you how to do something. My mom always tell me how to do something. Even if I already know how to do it. You know what I mean? But then it's also like, what's the difference between listening? It's still fruitful to listen. Like, you gotta listen. Doesn't mean you gotta do what they say.
100%.
But listen and, you know, actually take it in. Maybe the week later, you're gonna be like, he was right. Or a month later, or whatever. Or maybe, because you listen, that doesn't mean you gotta change what you do.
Yeah, most definitely.
Right? Because people are always going to tell you how to do something. You could do that better. You could do this better. Do this like this, and you'll get there faster. Or do this, and you can make money doing it. Or, you know what I mean? Whether they actually have experience in it or not, it's just an opinion. Like it was said last week by Hardbody. Their opinions like assholes. Everybody's got one when it comes to anything. My mom used to tell me how to play basketball after watching my games.
Never played in her life.
She actually used to.
Oh, did she?
When she was in high school.
Okay.
Which I respect, but that's completely different from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't play basketball anymore. Even if someone used to do something, what if they it's different now and they don't understand certain nuances, right? But that being said, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen. You have your own perspective. And my mom had never played basketball since it became the 2000s. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But she still has that experience. So I gotta listen to her and then see if it applies to my situation. No, it doesn't apply to my situation. Because she might have not been playing 40 minutes a game. Or she might have not been a player that gets to the hoop. Or she might have not, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different factors to it, but people are always trying to tell me, you know, how to do something, it seems. And that's okay. But like Conductor said, you got to know yourself.
You really do.
He didn't know himself, which is why he took that advice. And that shit didn't end up working. What is that? Wasted time. And we can't waste no time searching for something that don't exist.
And that's what, and so that's why I'm gonna, you know, play God's advocate on this part, in the sense of, nah, sometimes I don't need to listen. Straight the fuck up. Nah. Straight up, bro. Nah, I don't need to listen.
Okay, what are some examples? What are the sometimes?
If somebody's speaking down to you, bro.
Okay.
I don't need to listen to that. Somebody talking down on you.
Okay.
Listen to that?
I'm not gonna listen to that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
so if somebody's like hating on you,
bro,
or what? Yeah, you know, give an example. What do they say? Like, what? Or is it the tone? Is it the, you know what I mean?
If somebody's talking down to you, you know that. That's very self-explanatory, right? Somebody's talking down to you, like making you feel, trying to make you feel like a peon, patronizing you or patronizing you, right? Discrediting you. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even trying to run mental laps around you because they may have some intelligence to a degree. You know what I mean? Nah, nigga, I smell that shit off your nasty ass lips, bruh. Upper lip stink, bruh. You know what I mean? So no, I ain't gonna listen to that. You know what I mean? I'm gonna shut that off, right? Because sometimes, and people try to put things in their minds. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we had that conversation before too, right? You're like, no, cancel right away. You know what I mean? Because not everything is for these ears. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear it. I don't need to listen to somebody raping a child. I don't need to listen to that. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I'm saying. And that's something that Wise would say. You know what I mean? He'd be like, get down to the nitty gritty of it. Be like, well, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's right. Not everything needs to be heard. Straight up, bro. So, you know, it's like, if you got something positive to say, or if you have, you know, like this is my thing. Is like, yes, listen to those who have your best interest. Straight up. You know what I mean? It might save your life. Right? Absolutely. Even kings and queens have counselmen. You know what I mean? But also trust the people that you're dealing with too, right? You know what I mean? You gotta trust people too, right? So, yeah, man. It's like, yeah, not everything I need to hear, man. Straight up. Because, you know, sometimes people just be talking a lot of bullshit. And it's there's no wisdom in the word that they're given. You know what I mean?
Sure. I see that. Motherfuckers just erling.
You know what I mean?
Just fucking throwing up out here.
Yeah, spewing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, God.
Yeah, I know.
You
exactly
know what I
what mean,
God.
I know what you mean.
You know? Some shorties out here too, right? Like, you know what I mean?
So you just gotta move swift.
You know what
you
I mean?
You know, when you see that, whether... It doesn't matter where you're at, but when you see that one person who know they gonna start talking to you about nothing for 20 minutes,
right?
You be peeping them down the hallway. And you gonna bust a quick right?
Skirt.
You know, or quick 180. You know, I forgot something in the crib.
Yeah.
Because that shit doesn't need to be listened to.
Yo, gee, I'm telling you, bro. Like, trust me, I got one of them in my building. And he's really intelligent too, like older gentleman.
Yeah, wrong,
right? But he'll talk my ear off, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be rude, but I think sometimes even more, I'm being rude to myself if I don't say yo.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be having, you'll be this nigga, be like. I have my headphones in. He'd be like, "You're always wired for sound." I'm like, "Yeah, because I gotta block some of this shit out."
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up, the headphones is a big game changer.
Oh.
I used to have headphones from 13 till I graduated. Uh-huh. Every day, whenever if I was not in class,
yeah,
I would have those on in the hallway everywhere. I had the Beats. I had these all black Beats. Headphones to fire at the time. Honestly, great sound.
Uh-huh.
Crazy bass.
Uh-huh.
And I would just put them on, boom. That was when noise canceling first came out. It was like, you know, the white noise in the background. And it was like, the hallway's so loud. Put them on.
Can't hear nothing.
Blocked out.
Yeah,
out. It's like the sun came beaming through.
Yeah.
And you get that clarity. Because, you know, in high school, well, a lot of people are just talking about shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my goal was just to get to the next destination or where I was trying to go, right? And that, honestly, man, that kept a lot of people from coming up to me because I already got the headphones on. It's like, you're just going to give me the head nod, right? Because you know I can't talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, only the real ones get to me to take one ear butt off, you know what I mean?
That's real shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the high school shit right there. That's already an inherent skill in some people.
That's so funny, man. That just kind of brings me back to, like, my days of Discman, you know?
Yeah.
It is like... And the first generation iPods, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, the one ear,
yeah,
hang it out, right? Yeah, I mean, I still do that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah,
on
yeah.
On the train, you know?
Exactly.
But sometimes, yeah, I gotta disconnect from it.
Exactly.
Be in the moment and be in the moment with the surroundings.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I agree with that, too. And I think... What Conductor's saying is a great message, though.
That was really powerful. Very,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, very straight to the point. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yo, gee, don't care about what other people say.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, when I read the title, I didn't think he was going to even say that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something, like, completely more business-orientated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a business-oriented comment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's definitely like a deeper thinker.
Yeah.
Because it's not really surface level stuff.
And he agreed with peace too.
Yeah, he did agree with peace too. Uh-huh. And I was going to say, the type of music that he makes and the space that he's in, it's honestly such a different perspective to give, because the shit that he makes is so fly and so hard hitting and, like, you know, like the in your face, braggadocious, aggressive, and there's a lot of people in that space who are the creators of that sound who do act like they always were that man. You know, I've always been that nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I always, there's a lot of people who whether or not that was their actual experience, who put that image out. But it's like, yo, the more relatable situation is, I didn't believe in myself. You know, I didn't have self-esteem. I didn't know my own vision, which is like what the greater population has felt in the beginning of starting anything, in any journey. Music, you want to do carpentry, you want to make houses, make furniture, build cars, anything that requires skill and development, that's relatable. So honestly, shout out to Conductor for putting that out there for the youth and anyone. Peace, brother, peace. Man, we appreciate you at the Boom Bap Syndicate here, CJSF 90.1 FM. I want to get into some of this music, guys, so let's get it.
What's going on, man?
This a little fire for the cold nights away. Moonshine makes them make a low price of flame. Vanessa moves on a jigsaw with no license plate. Full moon, world telling at it twice a day. Fiends skipping their lines because they like to wait. You know that free base put them in a psychic state. Throw the oxtail gravy on the rice and steak. Took some time to hibernate, it was the time and place. Shaved diamond flakes, I watched her twisted faces. Shit, we got more heads higher than Mr. Vegas. A picture's worth a thousand words, so all my vision's painted. 200 re-ups in a row, I never missed a payment. They living in the Vegas, I need a Swiss vacation. I need a pot of stew chicken from a thick Jamaican. That's my shorty, buy an island when I'm 40. Another chemist off a quarterly. Shit, they should adore me. When all the hate vanish, pay the love stays. Drug rage, hopping the fences, flying down one way. If I could do it all over, it would be unchanged. In a fast lane with my banner full of bloodstains. When all the hate
all over here will be unchanged. In a fast lane with my banner full of bloodstains. They caught the formula, now they remixing. Shit, you caught it, hit my line instead you sneak dissing. Catch a shark when the sea's risen. Caught him, watch him bleed crimson. Make a move OT, I'm on a brief mission. Chef the batch up in a cheap kitchen. No, I got it for the love, so it keep flipping. Northside boys know we keeping the feet twitching. Pigs take a bite out of crime, I pray the teeth chipping. Big Papa shit got the blood of King Solomon. Youngest flies in the glass, they gon' run them down like they Donovan. When I die in the bush, they'll build a monument. Flipping Audis, keep good accounts for when they out of debt. The crime stop when we bout to begin. Top chemists from the north that travel south with the blends. How many nights I had to watch the blood drops from my tears? Look at him. He got his hands in our pockets again, goddamn. When all the hate vanished, pray the love stays. Drug rays, hopping the fences, flying down one ways. If I could do it all over, it would be unchanged. In a fast lane, with my banner full of blood stains. When all the hate vanished, pray the love stays. Drug rays, hopping the fences, flying down one ways. If I could do it all over, it would be unchanged. In a fast lane, with my banner full of blood stains.
The spray of minute particles shot from the sun, which takes some 30 hours to reach the Earth, is deflected towards the poles by the Earth's magnetic field. As this solar dust.
Splash it down away from off his shoulder. Robbers crawl, demon slayer, I'm the one who split the boulder. So controller with the claw, I put an order. Mathematical, royal crown, highest of composure. Word is born, choice is built, and then you die. Teach your people equal, for he keep you equal with his lie. Righteous soldier, I ain't thought of gun, a whole sword of his lie. Metal warrior, a verser of eclipses, so I shine. I'm a builder, brothers know the builders gotta build. I see the devil when I kill, destroy the wicked in my will. Death is still, that's the meaning of the still. You not building, that's why you moving at a rate that's ill.
Coco Chanel, I'd rather be judged. 12, tell them I'll never tell. Had to get it regardless, ain't starving, they in the cell. Yeah. Heart dearly departed. I wish them well.
I don't wish them well, cause the way y'all rap, I just wish you fell. I give them hell and start tossing they bodies down wishing wells. I don't give a fuck if none of my albums didn't sell. I stashed at least 60K in my safe if the vision fell.
And just did a sale for like so much weight, needed fishing scales. I'm fucking up the game, why these bitches aren't kissing tail? When I was trying to catch a lane, they was burning and passing L. So yeah, the time has finally came, sis, bag up and master smell.
Mama made me to piss them off since my birthday, been mad as hell, so shitting on these bitches is something I master well. Open a barber shop in my spare time, it was needed to help you hating niggas with hairlines. For seeing, experience life for reason, that's a rich dad rule. My city just gave me hope, so now I give back jewels. Couldn't walk a mile in my kicks, I'm wearing Mitch Mac shoes. Could give you niggas headshots inside a pitch black room.
Like click clack boom, you fall three but get back two. I'm on your front porch like guess you didn't get that news. It's by any means necessary, gel tattoos. How the fuck I ain't legendary, there's that fool. Bitch, look what I amounted. Meetings with accountants translating different currencies, I hardly could pronounce it. And obviously it all ain't there if I don't announce it. Yeah. Cause I don't see it all here clear until I count it.
And we don't count it as a kill till he buried on side of mountain. My season for payback, I'ma stare at you while you count it. My heart was on my sleeve and I'm wearing it every outfit. When it's weighed on my shoulders, I carry it by the ounce.
Pound for pound, two hand clap, don't mean applause to go round for round. After the crowns, run to the chapel and lost and found. Clowns in the crowds, queens don't look back and it's suddenly down. But let's talk round, off
yo,
what they hate.
I go pound for pound, industry giving crowns to clowns. Mile for mile, roll
to the richest town in town.
What's the cost of smile? Stand from your seat when you see bosses round and lost and found, finding your bodies that I put chalk around. Lesson, but I starve peace and I feed stress. Gave up food for thought, it's spoiled, so now I think less. Decisions I regret. Working like a dog, surviving off of the cat naps now, so I dream less. My goal is to drink less. Pain that she wear with a smile. She was a black teen, pregnant, but she carried me proud. Yeah, I plant a seed for the kids when I write. So every time you hear a verse, you get the witness of life. A childbirth. Just to hold in hands with time, these weapons formed against me will only jam. I cry sometimes, cause I wonder if God heard a struggle. Trying to find the words to say after grief is like a crossword puzzle. My thoughts was rich even when I was poor. Was in the womb pulling strings with my umbilical cord. A soldier is only tested in the middle of war. I brainstormed to weather the storm cause I did it before. Yeah, my Uncle Sean was like a big brother to me. I wrote letters when he was locked for like 10 summers for me. He got out and we talked, he was trying to seek another plan. His last words to me, I want to be a better man. Just the fact that we had to bury you is wild. Heard his girlfriend pregnant, so now she carrying his child. Your name lives, even if you ain't alive in the flesh. Now I know what it truly means when they say life after death. A child birth.
We used to winning. Yeah, it's a new beginning.
Conductor, used to winning.
Conductor.
Here we go.
Conductor.
Come on. Let's go. It wouldn't be the boom bap show if we didn't give him a little flow. You know what I mean?
Come little on. Joe Flow, schmo.
Come on, man.
Little flow, mo. Yo, it's the man, the myth, the legend. You see the paper on fire, you see him penning. You see the pen in my pocket, yo. It's so stifling how these motherfuckers always trying to get the rifle and snipe them. It's like I'm standing on the Eiffel.
Wow.
Why these brothers want to spite you? It's because they want to be just fucking like you.
I know.
Man, what a wonder world we like to.
Oof.
Walk through with my brother hard body. What's the word, yo? Tell him hard body. Looking in the mirror and they know I'm hard body. Let me pass the mic off, my brother hard body.
Hard body dreams or hard body reality. Either way, my mental gon' take you from the gravity.